Well, it is National Equal Pay Day, although it's not quite a celebration, as nationally, census data finds that women earn 77 cents for every dollar earned by men. To talk about where we've been and where we're going when it comes to this wage gap between men and women, I'm joined by Fatima Goss-Graves, the Vice President of Education and Employment at the National Women's Law Center. Fatima, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
You know, some listeners may not be familiar with the Equal Pay Act of 1963. What exactly did it call for, and what kind of changes have we seen since then?
The Equal Pay Act of 1963 banned sex discrimination in wages in the workplace for nearly every employer. But nearly 50 years later, the wage gap has decreased by a very slow and only 18 cents. So there's still a huge, huge gap in the workplace that has real impact for women and their family.
So tell me, what is it in your mind that is causing this gap to still exist?
There are a range of factors. Some of it is that women are concentrated in jobs that pay lower wages. When women tend to work in jobs that are traditionally male jobs, they have made more. Some of it is good old-fashioned pay discrimination in the workplace. And, you know, there are a range of things. But what I do know is that when this issue has been studied, it's clear it cannot simply be explained away by the choices women have made in their lives for either work or family. There are other factors at play.
Don't you think, though, in a typical corporate environment nowadays, people get paid fairly equally depending on their rank in the company?
I think that's what people would like to think and hope, and there surely are employers that are doing their best, but there are bad actors there as well. And right now, we lack, the Department of Labor lacks a sort of systemic tool that would allow it to even assess what's going on really in compensation from employers who contract with the federal government. So there's certainly work to do.
Well, what about the life factors? Women do take leave when they have a child. Sometimes they may decide to leave the workforce to raise their children and then return. Aren't those potential reasons for some of the inequality here?
Well, there certainly is a motherhood penalty. There's no doubt about that. But what we do know is that some employers discriminate against women simply because they are mothers, because they are caregivers, and pay them less for that reason alone, where they don't pay men less who are caregivers. But beyond that, this issue has been studied pretty exhaustively, and even studies have shown that even 1 year out of college and 1 year out of professional school, there is a wage gap. Before women have even had an opportunity to take on some of the life and family factors you mentioned.
I'm talking to Fatima Goss-Graves, the Vice President of Education and Employment at the National Women's Law Center. So how is this happening if we have the Equal Pay Act, which says that you are not allowed to discriminate based on when it comes to pay based on gender? How are we still seeing that happening, as you're saying?
Well, one of the things is that the Equal Pay Act is 50 years old and needs to be updated, and there is legislation that has been stuck in Congress that would do the job. It would close some of the loopholes that have allowed bad acting employers to get away with discrimination, and really importantly, it would end policies that keep a veil of secrecy around wages in the workplace. Right now, employees can be fired in some workplaces simply for talking about their wages.
Well, that's certainly a very uncomfortable thing to have everybody know. So, you know, you work in a place and you might find that someone that, gender aside, may be making a lot more money for pretty much the same job you're working. Is that the idea, to make that known within a company then?
Well, certainly, there is some sensitive information, and the legislation takes that into account. So HR employees, for example, wouldn't be able to just post people's salaries. But the way that people find out that they are making less than people doing the same work has typically been from hearing it from employees. there is a pretty famous case, Lily Ledbetter, and in her case, the way she found out she was making less was that someone left her an anonymous note in her mailbox that said, here's what you make, here's what everyone else thinks.
On the bright side, then, when it comes to equal pay day, is it clear, though, that women are making more money than ever and as compared to men and progressively so over the years?
Well, you know, 18 cents more over the last 50 years is something, but it's not time to celebrate. And in fact, the wage gap has been pretty stagnant over the last decade. And so that's not good news for men and women, and not good news for families. And some of the improvement in wages has been essentially because male wages haven't been increasing. So, we don't really have great news yet.
Do you think, though, the problem is less so in our larger corporations versus maybe small businesses where there's less of a clear HR structure?
You know, there is no business size, I think, that has been exempt from this problem. There are wage discrimination cases in small business and in large businesses that have really been a problem. So, unfortunately, it's everywhere.
I see. Well, in this legislation you're talking about, any real hope that it is going to move now that it's been stuck for so long?
Well, you know, of course, I'd like to see it move. In large part because it's something that people support. When we've done polling around this legislation, Republicans and Democrats, men and women, they all are in favor of making improvements to these laws.
Has President Obama shown any particular interest in it?
And in fact, he has. He's been strongly supportive of the Paycheck Fairness Act and, you know, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which closed one loophole in the fair pay laws. It's the first piece of legislation that he signed.
Well, we'll certainly see if this becomes an issue in the election. I know Mitt Romney is looking to get some more votes from women. And I was going to say, we'll see if this becomes an issue in the election because the woman vote is going to be huge and Mitt Romney is looking to get some of that. And I guess we'll see if this becomes one of the issues they talk about.
That may be.
Well, Fatima Goss-Graves, Vice President of Education and Employment at the National Women's Law Center. Hey, Fatima, thank you very much for joining us. Interesting stuff.
Thanks for having me.